Republicans say one of the strengths of Rob McKenna's campaign is that it has inspired many young people to get involved in GOP politics. They say more high school and college students volunteered for his campaign than for previous GOP candidates. At Tuesday night's Republican election party in Bellevue, KUOW's Amy Radel spoke to some young volunteers whose politics don't always fit the Republican mold.
When you talk to Madeline Fakarzadeh, a high school senior in Kent, you wouldn't think that American politics are all that divisive right now. She's holding a campaign sign for her local congressman, Republican Dave Reichert, but she's also volunteered for Democrats and for Washington United for Marriage, the group behind Referendum 74 to legalize same-sex marriage. And she doesn't think she's out of the ordinary at this gathering.
With times changing the way they are, it's not a matter of I'm a conservative, I don't believe in same-sex marriage. It's changing.
Among members of the Young Republicans of King County, a similar diversity prevails, although they're more likely to support libertarians than Democrats. Many supported Ron Paul's presidential campaign in Washington. But when Paul failed to get the GOP nomination, some members of the group deserted Mitt Romney to vote for libertarian candidate Gary Johnson instead. Shannon Ford is the vice president of Young Republicans of King County.
Part of the group was split over whether they should vote, for example, for Gary Johnson and make a statement that the Republican Party needed to be brought back to its roots of being more conservative and more libertarian-leaning and curtail the government's intrusion.
Johnson, the libertarian candidate, has received more than 20,000 votes in Washington so far. The younger Republicans' willingness to split their tickets was less in evidence among older people in the crowd. Lori Turpening is a longtime Republican precinct committee officer in Bellevue. She was sad about Republican candidates' poor showings, but she was most devastated by the passage of same-sex marriage and marijuana legalization.
Yes, I'm crying about gay marriage and the marijuana. It's very scary. The effect that is going to have on the rising generation.
As news of Romney's defeat spread throughout the ballroom in Bellevue, some people cried. Others said they were skeptical of the returns. They said they hope the national news won't necessarily trickle down to statewide races. And people of all ages cheered loudly for gubernatorial candidate Rob McKenna when he told them to stay optimistic because later vote totals will be worth the wait. I'm Amy Radel, KUOW News.